Good morning, friends. Stand up for real now. Sing a little bit with me.
Thank you. Understand. And I just thank you for being here with us right now, God. And I pray that everybody in this room would feel your presence and feel your love. And I thank you for that. You are good. Amen. Okay, guys. Thank you for singing. You sound beautiful. Yeah. Why don't you meet one person you do not know, ask them what the latest brave thing they did was, and then you can have a seat.
Welcome to Crossroads. Happy Mother's Day. My name is Kristen, and I'm a volunteer around here. If you're a mother, could you just raise your hand real quick? Let's give a round of applause for our mothers who love us, doing kingdom work. Thank you. Well, we have been in the middle of a brave journey. We have been stepping bravely off the boat to what God has called us to do. We have been burning ships, and we have been sailing head-on into storms. And an integral part of this Brave journey is to go to the Brave Experience. How many of you have been to the Brave Experience? Woo! Yes. If you have not, all of us that have been can testify to the fact that it is an amazing, soul-enriching experience that provides us an opportunity, yes, amen, that provides us an opportunity not only to hear what God is calling us to do, but to respond in an atmosphere. So if you have not done that, today is the last day to check that out. Doors will close at CityLink at 8 p.m. If you need more information, you can go to thebravejourney.com. Well, a couple weeks ago, Brian talked about changing the identity of our city, and we do a little thing around here called Go Cincinnati that might help us do that. That's right. We have over 500 projects and over 10,000 volunteers. So if you are a volunteer, we need you to show up here next Saturday with a crisp white t-shirt that will immediately get drenched in sweat because you're really doing kingdom work. 7 a.m., check in here for registration. 8 a.m., we'll be doing a bump and pep rally before we head out to our sites at 9 a.m. So we look forward to seeing you here next weekend for Go Cincinnati. A core part of our identity around Crossroads is building community with people who are responding to God's call in different ways. And one of these is through Financial Peace University. This is a course that offers us wisdom in how to save and spend money wisely and pay off debt. The average family, after the first 90 days, paid off over $5,300, and upon graduation, paid off over $500,000 in debt. So that is amazing wisdom to be used. If you feel like God is calling you to take a brave journey, brave step in seeing what he has to say about your finances, please, please register. You can go to crossroads.net/financial peace. Well, all of the things we do around here require time, energy, and money, and now is our time to be generous. We have recently pledged to give over $50,000 to help with disaster relief in Nepal. And we have not budgeted for this, but we would love to invite you to be a part of this. You can give a couple different ways. Number one is the bag that's going to be passing your way very shortly. And the 21st century way is to go to crossroads.net/give. Well, this weekend, we get to remind our mothers that they are the real MVPs. But we also hope you got them a little memento or token of your appreciation, unlike these people. We're glad you're here.
For Mother's Day this year, I decided to give my wife a pretty amazing gift. I gave her all of this. She didn't think it was funny. I am Josh Sirkamp, if we haven't met. How is everyone's brave experience journey happening, going on, all that stuff? Good? We have a pretty amazing treat for you today. You know, we've been doing journeys for, gosh, forever. And in the history of our journeys, I don't think we've ever had a guest speaker, but we have one today. And this guy is one of the bravest men I know. I'll tell you a little bit about him. I've known him for a little over 10 years. He stands tall, literally tall. And he is a good friend of mine, and I would say not just a friend, but a brother. I think he would agree as well. His ministry, his words, literally touch thousands of lives all over the world. He has a great brave story. He's a great brave man. So give a warm Crossroads welcome to John Gray.
Well, good morning, Crossroads family. How you guys doing? It is an honor to be here in the great city of Cincinnati. The only drawback to being in Cincinnati is I am currently on a personal weight loss journey, and the city is not helping me because every delicious thing is in this city. La Rosa's Pizza, Skyline Chili, Camp Washington Chili, Grater's Ice Cream. Jesus has an apartment in Cincinnati. I try to fast, it doesn't work, because when I fast slow. So, but it's an honor to be here, and when Pastor Brian asked me to come and share during your brave journey, I was like, absolutely, what an honor. And happy Mother's Day to every mother and every caregiver who acts as a mother. God bless every mother in this place today. Before I share what the Lord's put on my heart, I want to make sure I give you a little bit of background information on me, because I know some of you have never heard of me, and you're probably like, hey, I didn't know Suge Knight preached. I'm not him. But I am the associate teaching pastor at Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, with Joel Osteen. I preach at that place in Houston. And I am married, been married 4.5 years to this lovely lady right there. That's my wife, Aventer. She is awesome. She has tattoos. It's amazing. thank you, Jesus, for tattoos. And about a year and a few months after we got married, God blessed me with my firstborn son. That's John Gray the IV. Beautiful, looks just like me, light skin, a lot of hair. runs in the family. And then 11 months after his arrival, my daughter shows up, Theory Aspen Sky, and that's her fresh out of the oven. And I'm so grateful to share a little bit about my background with you there. Houston, Lakewood, married, couple kids, that's my there. But I would love to share with you my here, because no one gets there by themselves. You walk through the process. That's a place of arrival, but I'd love to show you where it all started. It all started here. That's 1047 Dana Avenue. That's 3 miles from right here where I'm standing. I'm from Cincinnati, born and raised, baby. Went to North Avondale Montessori. Went to Walnut Hills for middle school. Didn't quite do so well in Latin, so I had to go to Withrow High School. Tigers in the building. Then I went to UC. So I am a native of Cincinnati, and I am honored to be home on Mother's Day, sharing at Crossroads during the Brave Journey. And, you know, this place of coming home brings me back to the process and the story of how God took me from here all the way to there. And there were so many different steps of bravery that I had to take. Steps into the unknown that I had to take, just like you are being asked to take during this 6-week trek that ends next week. But the more I think about this concept of bravery, it's not just us being brave, and it's not just us taking steps of bravery. I'm reminded that we are not the first ones to make bold, brave steps. And I want to talk to you about a man that I serve who wasn't just obedient, he was brave. His name is Jesus. And there's a story about him in Matthew 26 in the 36th verse. And it says this: Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, sit here while I go pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And I want to just share from the thought, from here to there, from here to there. In this story, we see Jesus at the critical moment of decision. He's in a garden called Gethsemane, and the word Gethsemane means oil press or place of crushing. It's where you are crushed, and the only thing that remains is what you actually are. Flesh is removed, every other covering is removed, cosmetics are removed. The only thing that's left is the pure oil. And in this place of decision, Jesus illustrates for us the power of bravery. Now, there are many words that I've used in my lifetime to describe Jesus: Savior, Lord, Master, hookup artist, because when he took the two fish and five loaves and turned it into a fish buffet, I'm like, that's the hookup. But I had never, up until this journey, used the word brave. It had never occurred to me that Jesus was brave. But in this garden, we see the battle between two natures, the battle between self-preservation and the divinity of Jesus. You see, Jesus was not just fully God, he was also fully man. He was 200%. And so the battle was on the inside. And this is the only scripture recorded where Jesus actually asked not to do an assignment. He said, "Father, if it's your will, let this cup pass." And he asked not once, but three times, which means he really didn't want to do this. Now, in my theological mind, that's a challenge, because we always have this idea of Jesus, you know, kind of breezing through life and doing everything perfectly. But in this moment, he had to let go of everything he knew and take a step into the unknown, a step of faith, a step of bravery. Now, if it had been me, I would have had a different conversation with the Father. Like, hold on, let me get this straight. You want me to let them arrest me, beat me all night, put a crown of thorns on my head, rip my skin up, tear me up, spit on me, put me on a cross, you want me to stay up there. You want me to die, get in the ground for 3 days, and then you gonna get me up? I'm just trying to be clear. Yes. What about Peter? I never liked Peter. He's always doing something. But what about Thomas? He always doubting. No? Me? All right, all right, all right. We think about Jesus in this moment making a decision that would change everything for everyone, but it was not an easy decision to make. Bravery is one uncomfortable yes away from ordinary. And for many of us in here, God is encouraging you and lovingly challenging you to take a step away from the safe place, from the familiar place. And once you step into that unknown, you're going to find out things about yourself that you didn't know were there. Talk about bravery. Let's share a little bit of my own story. There were times when I had to step into the world of the unknown. My mom and dad divorced when I was very young. And so I grew up in a household where church was not an option. My mother was determined to not allow me to be a statistic. And so she was like, "You're gonna serve God, you're gonna be in church, you're gonna be a virgin when you get married," which was not a problem because I was unattractive. It's one thing to live holy, it's another when you don't have options. All right? You ever seen somebody talking about, "I'm waiting on the Lord"? I bet you are. You don't say. I was 13 when we had this conversation. I had acne, I had braces, I used to suck my thumb. My teeth were so far out of my mouth, I didn't talk, I whistled. I was like, "Excuse me. Bro look good to me. Bro enough." Depressing. That was when I was 13. I was 16 when I made a personal commitment to be a virgin when I got married. I thought I was gonna get married young. Wouldn't have to wait that long. But then when I hit 30 years old, I was like, all right, Jesus, let's speed it up. You play too much. Been serving you. Want to know what everybody else knows. And this picture of me and my wife, I was 37 years old. And we waited. Now I need you to take a look at this picture because there's a whole lot of things going on in my mind. Lord Jesus, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm terrified. I've never been a husband. I don't know how to take care of anybody else. And the other significant part is that this is the only photo from my wedding because I said, I'm not going to be sitting around taking pictures. I've been waiting 37 years. It's time to go. Listen, I had the shortest wedding in history. I told people, you can leave your cars running. This will not take long. I told my wife, don't put on no high heels. You better put on some Reeboks. Jog down here like you got somewhere to be. Move it, move it, move it. I had on some NBA tuxedo pants with the buttons on the side. Snap on, snap off. I didn't have a reception, nothing. I had a meatloaf sandwich in a brown bag at the back of the church with some red Kool-Aid. Go to your car, I'm going to my car. It's time for me to prophesy and lay hands. I was nervous. Didn't know what I was doing. And my marriage counselor didn't make it any better. He's like, Brother John, it's great that you guys are getting married because we need more Christian marriages in the earth. Because Jesus could come back at any moment. I was like, hold up. He's waited 2,000 years. He needs to wait till I check in this hotel. Give me about 5 minutes. All right, three. But still, don't judge me. The fear of the unknown, of having to take care of another human being. And then a little over a year later, here comes my son. And now, oh my goodness, I went from single and just responsible for myself to now I got to take care of a wife and actually listen when she talks. And now I've got a child and I'm like, God, my son, I've got to raise him. I don't know what to do. Help me. And I got to talk to him about the birds and the bees. And God's like, chill. His circumcision hasn't even healed yet. And I was freaking out. But it wasn't until I stepped out and started making these decisions into the unknown that I realized that what the enemy had been whispering in my ear was not true at all. I was capable of being a good husband. I was capable of being a good father. Even though I didn't see that growing up, it didn't mean that I couldn't be that now, that I could start something brand new. And the enemy will lie to you and tell you, you can't do it, you can't make it, you'll never be able to achieve it. But once you step into this brave place, you will see that what you're looking for is not outside of you, it was inside of you the entire time. For greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And somebody at Crossroads needs to give God praise. Bravery is an uncomfortable yes. Stepping in to the unknown place. Jesus stepped in to this unknown place. Why did he do it? What was the purpose? Well, the purpose was for us. See, this whole idea of bravery, a lot of times we think that we need this supernatural bravery, like there's some superhero formula, but you don't need bravery for the supernatural. A lot of times you need bravery for the supernormal. It takes bravery to wake up every morning and go to work to take care of your family, sir, and I applaud you. It takes bravery, ma'am, to get up and take care of your husband and your children and make sure that they have what they need as they go off to work. It takes bravery to defer your dreams so somebody else can live theirs. It takes bravery to open that business every morning when the spreadsheet and the bank account are not necessarily working in connection with one another. It takes bravery to sit down at the computer and type that book that God told you to write 7 years ago. It takes bravery to launch out into the deep and do something supernatural, spectacular, spectacular, but I want you to know sometimes it's not the big things, it's just the small things. And I want to applaud every person that's taking small steps in bravery, small steps on the journey, small steps towards greatness. That is the power of bravery. From here to there. See, that's why I love the Brave app. Crossroads, y'all be showing off. It's like, hey, I'm gonna go into my Brave app. Does your church have an app? Didn't think so. Scroll down. But you've got all of these support systems. And I want you to know, when you're taking brave steps, you can't do it alone. You need one another. And even Jesus knew that he couldn't do this thing called the Christian life alone. And see, we think we started small groups. Jesus was the original small group leader. Here in this scripture in Matthew 26, he says to his disciples, sit here while I go pray over there. And he took Peter, James, and John with him. And he began to be vulnerable and share his heart and his deepest emotions. You know, when you're on this brave journey, you need people that you can trust, that you can unveil yourself to. What you don't need is people that are going to continuously remind you of what you used to do and what you did wrong. I already know about that. I need some people that are going to celebrate me. You need people that are going to tell you, I'm proud of you. I believe in you. I'm standing with you. That's the power of small groups. That's the power of rolling with the right folk. Because some people like you better broken. It makes them feel better about themselves. But little do they know, this brave journey is going to unlock the true you. And there's a level of anointing that's going to come out of you that you didn't even know was there. Jesus took Peter, James, and John. And I believe he took Peter, James, and John for a reason. Because when you're taking brave steps, you need to be reminded of where you're going. See, the name Peter is stone or rock. In the Hebrew, it's translated law. The name James is the Hebrew for Jacob, which means supplanter or replacement. And the name John means gift of God or grace of God. And Jesus took Peter, James, and John into this intimate place because he needed to be reminded of his ultimate mission, that the law must be replaced by grace. And so he took Peter, James, and John to remind him of who he was and of where he's going. I want you to know that God's sending people that are going to remind you of who you are and where you're going. Jesus had to be brave. He stepped into the unknown and he said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass. I'd rather not take this step. But nevertheless, not my will, your will be done. What an amazing thing. What was it that Jesus didn't want to endure? Was it the cross? No. Was it the pain? No. You know what it was? Being separated from the Father. He had never been separated from the Father. Sin separates you from the Father. And Jesus had to take the sins of the whole world. And this was going to be the only time that he would not be connected to the Father. But he had to take the brave step to trust the character of God when he couldn't see the face of God. And he did it for you and me. That is bravery. And it wasn't easy. Jesus didn't just breeze through this thing. That's why I can sing and that's why I worship. My salvation is authentic because Jesus' obedience was not automatic. He had to battle and he made the choice to be brave. But even on the cross, he cried out, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? And I can imagine the Father saying, it's either you for 3 days or all of them for eternity. And I'm choosing them. You need to understand that God chose you over his own son. That is bravery. That is faith. That's a faith worth shouting about. That's a faith worth serving for. Go Cincinnati? Absolutely. I'll get in the car. I'll be one of the 500 projects. I'll serve because somebody took the extra step for me named Jesus. I'm going to go the extra mile for somebody else. This is the power of bravery. Not that I'm brave in and of myself, but because Jesus was brave on my behalf, now I can't help but serve him. And I'll serve with passion, and I'll serve with hunger, and I'll serve with deliberate intention, because this is a love that has changed me. See, we reserve our passion for all kinds of stuff that don't really matter. Now, I'm a Reds fan. I'm a Bengals fan. And when they win, my day goes well. When they lose, I don't want to talk to anybody. But, you know, there are other things I can get passionate about. And I've decided I'm not going to shout louder for a team that doesn't know me than the God who saved me. I'm going to start getting loud about Jesus. I'm going to tell the world Jesus is Lord and Jesus saves and Jesus changed me. Is anybody else glad about Jesus this morning? Woo! Sorry, I'm getting all excited. I've lost 6 pounds already under these hot prison lights. Just feel like I'm cooking. Just Boston Market, just rotisserie Negro. Just who wants dark meat? Just slice it off the side. God is looking for some folk to take some bold steps. And sometimes just coming into this building is a brave step. I remember when I first stepped into Crossroads over 10 years ago, it was a whole nother world. See, I grew up in a very good conservative black church, and it's a very different expression from Crossroads. Same Jesus, different expression. You ever been to a black church? It's, bless that wonderful name. And then you come in here, and you got Josh Sercamp in his tiny jeans and his baby shirt and his hat, and he's like, doo, 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 doo. You got somebody over here with no shoes on and tattoos, and Spirit lead me where my trust is without burden. Let me walk upon the water. Same Jesus, different expression. I've been to some churches in the suburbs. They're same Jesus, different expression. Kind of like the cowardly lion from The Wizard of Oz. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to boo. Jesus. Different expression. When I walked into Crossroads, I felt like I just got free. You mean I can wear jeans, sir? What you mean I can drink coffee in the sanctuary? What you mean service only an hour? That's why black people love Crossroads. We thought church was an all-day event. White people, y'all been holding out on us. We ain't never leaving. We gonna be in the house. Church over in 45 minutes, and all the black people said, amen. It's a brave step. Y'all having a good time? It's a brave step, man. And the reason why I was nervous coming in is because religion tells you you have to be a certain thing in order for God to accept you. But when you come in here, you can just be who you are. See, bravery is being okay with the authentic you. Religion, that's the difference between here and there. It's the difference between your projected image and your actual self. See, we've already burned the ship of projected images. And God is saying, come as you are. It's cool. Rock your khakis and your colorful shirt and your thong sandals, sir. Do your thing. But religion tells you it can't be this easy. But a brave relationship says you can come in here, and no matter where you are on your faith journey, you will be loved, covered, accepted, celebrated. That's the power of Crossroads. That's the power of what God is doing in this place. See, the days of cosmetic Christianity are over. Let's take the makeup off. Let's take the masks off. Let's just be who we really are. Let's show our scars. People don't need to see a projected image of perfection. Let me show you my scars so I can show you how I got from here to there. People need to know that if they're here is a bad place, they can get there. They need to see that you've walked through something. Too many times people try to keep up with the Joneses because we want other people to think we're someplace spiritually that we're really not. I've been in churches where somebody's singing and I'm not really feeling it, but they're singing. It's like, you know, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. And I'm like, well, shucks, they're singing. I need to sing too. I love you. Oh, how. And I will. And you start trying to do things to impress God. Somebody over here, I've been to a church where they speak in tongues. If you don't have that gift, you do not need to try it. You're trying to keep up with them. Somebody said, hallelujah. I'm like, well, I want to try that. Ibaba say, mama say, mama samu makusa. Mama say, mama samu makusa. Mama say, mama samu makusa. Did you just quote Michael Jackson? And we try to project something that we're not, when the brave thing is to come in and say, I don't know what this is, but I'm willing to learn. I don't know what to do next, but I'll take one step. That's the power of bravery. That's the power of faith. And I'm telling you, when you look in this room, I'm surrounded by brave folk. Just getting here today is brave. You want to talk about bravery? Let me tell you what's brave. Crossroads is brave. In a time when our country is as divided as it's ever been, this church gives the devil a big fat black eye, because black is worshiping next to white, next to Hispanic, next to Asian, next to Brazilian, next to African, next to all the other cultures. And the only color that matters in this room is red, and that is the blood of Jesus. That is the power of bravery. That is the power of the cross, and that is the power of Crossroads. This is bravery actualized. This is bravery in your faith. This is what church was always meant to be. Does anybody else feel the power of God on a Sunday morning? I dare you to give him a woo-hoo. Yeah. I'm tired of us being separated by color and by class and by district. Jesus was always stretching himself and giving the uncomfortable yes, stepping into the unknown place to meet the needs of others. Go Cincinnati, over 500 different projects. You can serve, you can speak life, You can bless somebody else. You know, all God is looking for is a couple people that'll go there. Somebody say, go there. Go there. Woo, woo. That's what I'm talking about. That's how our brothers love it. You know, I know we at Crossroads, but you can talk to, you better preach. I know that's right. Say that. All right. You can do all that. I love all of that. Sometimes me and my wife, we have spirited disagreements. And she'll give me attitude. Let me see. I'm going to put her hair. She'll give me attitude. Like, first of all, no, you didn't. And you better, I'm married to a black woman. For real? No, you didn't. Okay, because, wait a minute. First of all. And then I try to say something back. She'll, don't you go there. Don't you go there. But God, unlike my wife, wants us to go there. Go there. It's time to give an uncomfortable yes, to step into the unknown place and be brave for somebody else. Next week, some of y'all gonna be in neighborhoods you have never been in. Y'all just gonna be driving talking about, you make me brave. You make me, lock the door, make me brave. And if I was in the car, I'd be like, he said lock the door. I don't trust these people. How come we couldn't go to Indian Hill and be brave? Got me down here in these streets. Blue ash or something. I'd be brave in blue ash. I'm for real. But God is calling for us to make some brave steps, because sometimes it's not just about you. It's about the people that are going to get bravery from your bravery. See, I'm able to step into my next level because Jesus was brave for me, but now I get to be brave for somebody else. Sometimes the way you walk through a difficult circumstance is an opportunity for somebody else to see God in a new way. My mother, she's my hero. Talk about bravery. I watched her face down probably one of the worst prognoses. June 23rd of 2011, my mother was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic pancreatic cancer. By the time they found it, it had spread to her liver, her spleen, her duodenum, her bile duct. Her general practitioner and the oncologist both said, there is no surgery for this. We can offer you palliative treatment, but you will not recover from this. There is no hope for this. My aunt and myself were with her, and my aunt and I began to cry. I look up through my tears, and my mother's sitting in the corner smiling. I'm like, Lord, she done lost her mind, Jesus. She crazy, Jesus. And I was doing the ugly cry. By the way, it's okay to cry. Religious people will tell you, well, if you trust Jesus, why are you crying? Tears are not the absence of faith. It's the presence of humanity. I said, Mommy, why are you smiling? She said, I'm so glad he said I have no hope. Now he can't get credit when God heals me. That's a level of bravery I had never seen, but she was convinced. See, but she had already downloaded an app years ago called Salvation. And she had been walking with Jesus for many years. And she knew this is just another step on the brave journey. And he didn't bring me this far to leave me. And she said, he made me a promise and I'm not gonna die from this. So don't even ask the Lord to heal me. Just thank him because it's already done. On June 27th, she went into surgery to have an ERCP and to get biopsies of all the tumors. And they came out 3 hours later and they said, we are confused because we can't find one cell of cancer in her body. And she still lives on the west side of this city and she's sitting right here this morning. Stand up, brave woman who raised me, a miracle in our midst. And if she could be brave, now somebody else has the courage to know, no matter what the physician says, there is one that has the final say. God has the power. Hallelujah. It's never over. God is telling somebody in here to make a brave step to trust him. Make a brave step to believe the impossible. Will everybody's story turn out the same? No. Do I know why God chose her for this miracle? No. But the miracle was not that she was healed. The miracle is that she walked this thing out and was convinced that God was not going to let her down. The miracle was that she was brave enough to believe. I want you to know, just your belief alone, your presence here is brave. And I'm celebrating you today. Maybe you're in here and you're trying to figure out what's the next step. Well, let me tell you something. Next week, they're gonna be baptizing folk right in here. Some of y'all need to take that brave step and get baptized. Let your old here die and get up and go there. Let the new man rise up. I know baptism can change everything. I personally know of a brother that grew up in church, started coming to Crossroads. And one day when Pastor Brian was spitting all over the front, that was a big one. He said, anybody want to get baptized today? And this brother got up from back there, walked down front, fully clothed, got in that water, got rededicated. He had been serving God, got baptized at 7, but something in his life had stagnated and he knew he needed to make a change. Just being a part of this community, and he believed that God was calling him to be a bridge builder, a multicultural agent to bring people together, not keep them separated. When he got out of that water, he was never the same. God started taking him all over the world. He started working with guys like Tyler Perry and ended up being on Grammy Award-winning records and producing full-length features and award-winning short films. He directed them and wrote them. I know him personally because it was me. See, you didn't know this, but I was a part of Crossroads. I was a kid in the back taking a brave step to trust God as a part of this community. God took me to places I could have never dreamed, but it started here and he took me there. There's another me out here. You're one brave step away from entering the greatest days of your life. And maybe you're struggling between faith and unbelief. And that's okay. We all struggle with it. In Mark chapter 9, verse 24, Jesus is talking with a man whose son was battling demonic oppression. And Jesus said, all things are possible to him who believes, if you believe and not doubt. And the man said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. What he was saying is, I've got a little bit of faith, but I need you to make me brave. Help my unbelief. I want you to know that Jesus has the power to make you brave today. I want you to know that no matter what you've walked through, the power of Jesus is available for you. See, today is the greatest day because you don't have to stay here. You can go there. This is your moment. He'll make you brave and he'll change your life. I'm a living witness. From the anonymous kid in the back of Crossroads to the man you see before you today, and everywhere I go, I take Crossroads with me. You didn't even know it, but the DNA of this place has now blessed countless people around the world. And if God could do that in me, what does he want to do in you? Let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, I thank you for my family members. And I ask that you will give them the boldness to be brave. And even though the Brave series ends next week, the journey doesn't have to end next week. They can continue being brave all the days of their life. And I pray that you will give them a heart to trust you. Thank you for a community that will fight for those who can't fight for themselves. That is bravery personified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, John. Yet again. Why don't you guys sing this with us?
I stand before you now, the greatness of your renown. I have heard of the majesty and wonder of you, King of heaven. In humility I bow as your love in wave after wave crashes over me, crashes over me. For you are force, you are not against us, champion of heaven. You've made a way for all to enter. Yeah. I have heard you calling my name.
Yeah.
I have heard the song of love that you
help us to live under the identity that you have given us and not any other lie that we might live under, God, that you would just build us up and walk beside us. And I thank you for that. You are good. And I thank you for John and his amazing ability to make everybody laugh. And then all I can think about right now is me wailing around in bare feet. God, thank you for his gift and that he was able to share it with us today. Amen. All right, you guys, get out of here. Go be brave.